Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Kept in Chains. In this file, you will end up chained, with handcuffs and heavy chains leading from them, and shackles around your ankles. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's first see how you ended up in this situation. Just relax and listen. Perhaps you'll even enjoy the deep domination required and the surrender following for this situation. It all started with a question, a very simple question, where you asked me if you could be trained to do anything. Could you be trained to be the perfect submissive or so deeply serving that you had no other will but to do as I say? This was, of course, a very dangerous question. So we made a deal. I would put you through a very intense experience so you could make up your mind if this is something you enjoy. While it may look scary, you know that this is something that you chose. And you can stop anytime you want. It is intended to be intense, but also still safe. You can say no or stop, and I will listen. So take a deep breath, listen, and relax. Let yourself fall into that wonderful spiral of obedience. The beauty of a spiral is that it is never ending. Even in the furthest center, there is still more to come, and far behind you, it just spirals into infinity. Surrender and submission are like a spiral. No matter how deep you fall, no matter how far you submit, there is more to go. There is always a deeper place to drop to, a further place to get to. And sometimes you can feel this desire to try this out. How would it feel to surrender yourself as completely as possible? I do not judge your mind. All I judge are your actions, what I can see on the outside. However, I can train your mind. I can manipulate, control, hypnotize, and steer. I can help you relax and help you fall. I can help you listen and follow further and deeper just by talking. But talking isn't always enough. Physically, you'd like to feel more. So we discuss something simple, and yet something not easily escaped. In the beginning, all I'm doing is putting some handcuffs around your wrists, putting them in front of your body, letting you feel the cold metal, just a thin line. The metal warms up quickly, but the weight is always there. They are not comfortable and they prevent your arms from spreading. Your wrists are tied together, handcuffed. Your ankles come next. Simple metal shackles. First left, then right, weighing you down and weighing your mind down, helping you to relax even more. And this little bit of weight, this metal, this cool and then softly adjusting metal, helps you to relax. It helps you to feel that in this moment, you could still say stop or no. But you also could let it happen. You can feel safe and let the binding continue. It is, of course, completely up to you. Submission, in a way, every second is your choice. Even when you surrender your mind to me, it is a choice. A choice that you made. And when you make that choice, it can go very deep. Just for the fraction of a moment, I allow your mind to return to wakefulness. To be aware of the weight around your ankles and wrists. Even though your eyelids may not even open, you can still feel aware that your wrists, your ankles feel a bit heavier than normal. Feel them weighed down. And as soon as you feel that, it is time to drop down again. To feel the weight pull you further and further as you choose to submit further and further. You could say no, but you are still here, listening, falling further and further into that blissful state of surrender. And the weight of your shackles and your handcuffs is a pleasant comfort to your surrender, a confirmation, an agreement, a wonderful feeling that continues to pull you down more and more with every passing breath. The click of a lock takes you by surprise. The actual chink of chains moving between your arms and legs, from your handcuffs all the way down to your ankle cuffs. You can hear how the cuffs are becoming heavier with metal chains. You can feel how they're pulling you down further, and you can almost feel the coldness of the chain, the individual links pressing against your body, pushing you down, pulling you down, pulling you further and further, and helping you to relax. So wonderfully deep. For a moment again, I allow your awareness. I allow you to feel that it has gone one step further. No longer are you simply handcuffed and shackled, but they are now linked together. Chains. Right now you could still walk. Every step would remind you of the chains, and your arms could move somewhat. If you were asked to clean something or prepare something in the kitchen, you could, with some effort. The chains would be a little bit in the way, but it would be possible. Of course, you're hoping or wondering if the chains are linked to something. If they were linked to the surface that you are on, you wouldn't be able to stand. Or if you were able to stand, you would not be able to move more than a single step. And as you know this, as you can feel that the chains could prevent you from moving, you're starting to feel how this physical submission helps you submit mentally. Just listening to my voice has helped you to submit with your thoughts, but feeling the chains has pushed that submission even further. I'll let you lay there, kept in chains for a while. This is a part of your training. Letting you get used to the weight of them, the idea that your movement, your place, your purpose is dependent on my input, my choices, my thoughts. And as you lay there and let yourself slip into this meditative state of emptiness, letting time pass by without any measurement. There is no need for measurement. Your soft breathing barely ruffles the chains. Your gentle movements are not enough to make a noise, so there is no indication of time. There is only the emptiness in your mind. And time passes. It is a long while later when you're asked to stand up. Your mind and body are in a delicious state of deep meditation, a very deep trance that you're not even sure who has caused. Once you stand, it feels a little bit awkward to move, but you are pulled forward by the chains. You can feel them pulling on your wrists and know that you have to step to follow them. And as you step to follow them, you follow me into the kitchen. There, I connect the chains in such a way that you're able to move between the stove, the fridge, the bench, you can even reach the sink. And you're starting to realize how simple this is. Right now, you are kept in chains and you can serve. You cannot leave the kitchen. Not only do you need my permission, but you need my intervention. You need me to unlock a part of it so you can move more freely. And I ask you to make me something. I give you exact instructions. Point to where the ingredients are, where the utensils are. Everything you need to prepare the food for me. I stand aside as I watch you move, hearing the chains clink against the bench Every step you take to adjust your position makes more noise. The weight of them makes it difficult to move your arms sometimes. And the handcuffs keep your hands so close together that when you're cutting something, you have to adapt. But as strange as it also feels comforting. Strange but warm, knowing that you do not need to escape, that there is nowhere to go and no need to go anywhere. I calmly let you finish the meal. And after you do, I unlock the chain that keeps you in the kitchen and pull you again, forward. And I move you to a new location. There, I link the chain in a new place where you can start folding the laundry while I eat the meal you just made. And as I eat, I give you feedback. I comment on the things you did well and did not do well. I let you know what I enjoy and what I enjoy less so you can improve next time. As you're folding the laundry, I also help you fold it right. Put it in the right place. Do it in the right way. And you'll find that something as simple as this can be deeply comforting. Being kept in chains is not horrible at all. In fact, it means that you do not have to think about anything that is out of your reach. You do not have to move anywhere that is further than just a few steps. You cannot be taken anywhere. You cannot go anywhere, and you don't need to. You don't need to think about it, and therefore you can focus 100% on the moment itself. Feel the surrender, the warmth, the sweet sensation, and embrace the weight as you pull the chains. And even the minor inconveniences, how difficult it is to fold laundry without being able to spread your arms, is somehow a wonderful part of this experience. A sweet feeling of surrender. As I finish the food and let you finish folding, I move you again once you're done. I put you back where we began and make you lie down. As you lie down, you feel yourself falling further and further again, enjoying the warm feeling of the chains and the lack of need, the wonderful freedom of thought. The sweet calm that comes with surrender. I very, very gently take off the handcuffs and the shackles. I gently brush over your head, letting my fingers just calm you down. Letting you know that you did very, very well. And it's very brave of you to try this. Well done. And in a moment, you're just going to enjoy some stretching, some slow waking, some wonderful feeling of calm in your head. And you can take all the time you need to wake. Because I'm not going anywhere right now. We are here to enjoy this together. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, as you lay with your head on my lap. Five, six, almost there as you just relax into me. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, slowly awake and take all the time you need. Take all the time you need to wake up, and you can feel as close to me as you feel comfortable with while you do. Pets optional. When you stretch your body a little bit and look around you, you can almost see the glint of metal, the chains, the handcuffs, the shackles that took you down. And you can feel the comfort of their closeness, of your own bravery, daring to surrender. And you see my smile. Well done. It was good.